Blog Talk Radio
presents a Blog's Radio Show.
Tonight. I don't know if you can hear that ringing in the background. If you can, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop dialing in now. Trying to reach our guest tonight. Hang up. Give me a minute, guys. All right. Sorry about that. Get that ringing out of here. Anyway, so how is everybody? It's Friday night. Hope everybody enjoyed their Veterans Day and took a moment to say a prayer and thank the troops while you enjoyed your day off. And, you know, because it's not just about a day off. It's about saying thank you and being grateful for us being able to be in America the way we are today. So, well, not today, I shouldn't say. But anyway, we have a great show tonight. And we had a great show the other night with Rick Ryan and Frank Garcia. We were talking about their new project, the Los Bandoleros. The music was really good. I hope you guys enjoyed that. So tonight we have with us, I can't believe it, the bailiff from Judge Judy, Petrie Hawkins Bird. I always thought it was Bert whenever Judy said Bert. I could have swore she was saying Bert, B-E-R-T, but it's Bird, B-Y-R-D. That's on me, though, with the hearing issue. So anyway, I always thought she was saying Bert when she called his name. So we've got Bert, Petrie Hawkins Bird, and his wife, Makito Bond Bird, tonight. So I can't wait to talk to them. I don't know if you guys know, but there is a new Judge Judy, and Mr. Bird was not included in the new version of it. Very, very odd. So we're going to find out why. And they've also got a podcast and I believe both a podcast and a YouTube channel. I know they definitely have the YouTube channel. So I'm trying to call. Well, you guys know I can't read and type at the same time, obviously, but I'm trying to reach the birds actually right now. So that's the ringing you heard. I was trying to get them on the line, so can't reach. Hang on one second. Let me just send this text, guys. In one moment. Bear with me. Because, you know, I don't want to send this haphazardly, so please. I'm sorry. But I hope you all had a good week anyway. I just hate having that day off and then having to go back on a Friday, because when you take off, don't you, when you take off a Friday or a Monday. It's like, come on, man. You're making me take a Thursday and then go back to work on Friday. It's just not right. It's just not right. And before you know it, we're going to blink our eyes and we'll be right doing it again. So let me see. Six. There we go. One moment. Let me send that out. And I'm going to try and call them again. In the meantime, I'm going to play a song. Something. I don't want you guys to have to hear me talk. I wasn't preparing to, but I'll play tonight. I'm sorry. I'm tired. It's Friday. And even though it's a day off, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. So anyway, it's the weekend. Here we go. Hang on. I'm going to get these guys on the phone.
Ooh.
guys. I think we got them on the phone. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to cut the music, but I couldn't hear our guests and play the music at the same time. I was just raving about you guys, and I was trying to reach you. And thank you so much for calling in and being on Applause Radio. I appreciate it more than you know. And I have to say I'm thrilled to have you on, sir.
Oh, well, it's thrilled to be here, and sorry about that. Sorry about the mix-up. We're trying to get going someplace and do this interview. So, but anyway, glad to be here. Glad to be on the show.
I won't keep you guys. I'm sure you're very busy.
It's cool.
You know?
It's cool.
So, let me just let you know.
We don't get to date as much, huh?
Well, I was just talking about the fact that you have. I saw you on YouTube. Now, do you have both a podcast and a YouTube channel, or just the YouTube channel?
Just the YouTube channel.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. You guys are great together.
I'm glad. You know, it's something that, you know, that just started, with us last year, I guess being bored during the pandemic, you know, during the height of the pandemic and, you know, trying to find something to do. And we're each other's favorite entertainers, you know. So.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
We decided to take our show on the virtual road, you know.
Yeah. Now I got to ask Makito, how are you feeling? Are you doing okay?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. Wonderful to hear that. I'm just so happy to hear that. I know that you do on the YouTube channel. You really very inspirational on you know. We get thrown a problem, but we can overcome it, you know, which is great.
Right.
Yeah. Now, I got to ask you, Makito, since I'm talking to you right now, did you guys meet on the set of Judge Judy? Because you're married now, so.
Yes, we did. We actually met before that, but, yeah, we met on the set. We were working on the same lot.
And you were the producer, I believe, of the show, no? Or
correct. Correct.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice.
I was behind the scenes and he was in front of the camera.
Wow. And I have to say, I was actually surprised today when I realized that it's been on the air for 25 years. It doesn't seem like it, you know, but it was always a great show. Always a great show. And
absolutely.
Yeah. And I loved it. So obviously I'm going to ask you about the show a little bit. So, the big elephant in the room is what happened?
Well, what happened was pretty simple. I mean, yeah, I've been repeating this same story for, you know, over a month now. April 15th, we finished doing Judge Judy. Yeah. And it's funny because the next day was my wife's surgery, her brain surgery. But anyway, April 15th, we finished doing the show. As I said, you know, the next day it was her surgery, and right after that was her convalescence period. Mm. And so, you know, it couldn't happen at a better time for me because I got an opportunity to just take care of my wife.
Right.
I'd say around July, my wife kept wondering, you know, had I heard from, you know, the Judy Justice production company.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Yes.
My wife was asking me about had the production company got in touch with me to let me know if and when I would be reporting for work. And
now,
I had a suspicion.
Did you know that they were doing another version?
I knew that they were doing another version because I heard much the way the rest of the country heard it. Mm. I heard her tell it on Ellen. You know,
wow.
that she was going to end the 25 years of Judge Judy, and she was going to do a new show tentatively entitled Judy Justice. So, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I guess that's some notice. I guess I got the same notice every everybody else got. So
after 25 years, man. After 25
years, man.
Well,
you know,
come on.
You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, as I tell my wife all the time, you know, it's like being Robin and standing on the corner of Fifth and Main in Gotham City, waiting for Batman to show up in the Batmobile. And when Batman does show up, you know, you're getting ready to jump in the Batmobile, and he looks at you and goes, no, you're not going along on this ride. And by the way, can I have the keys to the Batcave and Wayne Manor? You know,
right.
You know, you can keep the tights. You know,
exactly,
and so
right.
and then insult to injury, you look in the Batmobile, and there's some guy named Melvin in there, and you go, wait a minute. Batman and Melvin? That doesn't even sound right.
Well, that's what's the most keep it clean thing about it, is that she got somebody who was African American as well, and it's like, and what's with the, now with the one of the girls, is that her daughter or something? Who is she?
Yeah, it's her granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Who is, I guess she's currently in law school, and you know, she wanted to break her into the family business, so to speak. And you know, I mean, that's
fine.
Which
is all well and good. That's all well and good.
Yeah, but, you know, but to be perfectly honest, when you look at it, you say, well, wait a minute. You know, okay, besides Judge Judy, what does the public give a damn, you know, where you got, you know, the answers to you know, certain legal questions or whatever.
Right.
You're Judge Judy.
Right.
They're tuning in to hear you, you know.
Right.
And so,
right.
You know, having your granddaughter there and a court reporter, I mean, what's with the court reporter? Mm-hmm. You know, everything is videoed. So why would you need a court reporter? If you want to know what somebody said, you just run the video back, you know.
Right.
But I think she was trying to give the whole thing a new look, and you know, not realizing that, you know, ours was a judge-driven show, you know, as opposed to most court shows that are case-driven, you know.
Right, but you guys worked so great off each other. You were really a pair. Yeah, she was the star, but you were your star too, you know. You had your both separate stars, and we can have two separate stars on a hit show. What the hell? Why not?
Right, you know. So I just felt like, you know, you it's within your right to decide who you want on your show and who you don't want. You know, I don't begrudge her that. It's just how you did it, you know, like,
right.
you know, so
I want to
anyway,
say a word.
You know, but
I don't want to curse. I try not to curse, but it's just fucked up. Pardon me. Judy, Judge Judy, I love you. I love the show, but come on. A phone
call? That's one of the things that's remarkable about this. I am totally, like, taken aback by the backlash, you know, that she's receiving. And it's like, I'm not calling for it. I'm not like, hey, you know, hey, my fans, boycott this. It's not, you know, I wish her well, you know.
Right. Well, you don't have to. I mean, this people have spoken, obviously, you know. And like I said, you were a star in your own right on the show for different reasons, and she's a star in her own right on the show for different reasons, and you know, there's no reason. I don't know. How have you heard how it's doing, or no? I'm curious to know.
But I really haven't paid that much attention to it. You know, I realize that it, you know, it just started November 1st, and you know, but I've gotten so many people writing in and going in on Instagram and all of the social media sites. You know, just going, hey, I'm not watching it. I don't care to watch it. I was at a golf tournament fundraiser this past weekend, and people just kept coming up to me and going, yo, man, you know, F that. I'm not watching Judy.
I
just look at them like, you know, you can do whatever you want to, man, you know, but I'm, you know, I'm driving. I don't drive looking in the rearview mirror, you know.
I
look out the windshield at where I'm going, you know, and that's what's important to me, you know, at this time.
Right. And you know what? I'm telling you, I don't think it's going to do well. I don't really don't. And it has nothing. And again, it's not you doing anything. It's people are very disappointed. I mean, my goodness. I mean, obviously. I mean, again, if she had not chosen another black man, I mean, if it was, like you said, I could see her getting the granddaughter and maybe a court reporter. Like you said, we don't need a court reporter. It's on TV. But to replace you with another, I mean, was he supposedly, I heard, her bodyguard for years? Is that true?
Yeah, so on our set for years. Now, remember, we were on the same set for 24 years.
Man.
Okay, and the last, I believe, the last 5 years, Kevin became her personal security on the set.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so you know, I just never, you know, I never uh-huh. anticipated being replaced at all, but you know, but the funny thing was that as soon as I knew that he was replacing me, I wrote the guy and said, hey, you know, I wish you well, and if you need anything, man, you know, because we were cool, you know,
yeah,
and he never contacted back. He never got back to me, and I'm like, you know, like really.
Wow.
Dude.
Wow.
You know what? But, you know.
Your Honor, I respect you. I'm sorry, but that was a dishonor and a phone call, something. Come on. I mean, 25 years? I mean, your family at that point. Jesus.
I'm standing 3 feet away from you. You know, you could have leaned over at some point and just went, hey, you're not going along on the ride,
right,
you know, but,
right.
Oh, you know, but, you know, say la vie, such is life.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Well, you know what? It happened at the right time. God has a plan for everything. Your wife got sick. You know, Makita,
that's
I'm
right.
so sorry. And I'm so glad you're doing so well right now.
Thank
I really
you.
Am.
Thank you.
Because that was just March of 2020. That's fairly new. So I'm so glad you're doing
yeah.
so great. You're kicking cancer's ass. You're kicking cancer's
yeah.
ass.
Exactly.
You know,
actually, it was March of this year.
Of 2021. That's what I mean.
Yeah, 2021.
Did I say 2020?
Yeah.
I didn't mean
2020, but that's okay. Just you know, but that you know, again, you know, a total shock for you know, we had already dealt with the past year, you know, being out of work and wondering what was going to happen with the world. You know, when you put things
right.
in perspective,
right.
you know, we're just glad to be alive. You know,
well,
and
exactly.
you know.
Yeah.
But she's doing marvelously.
She sounds wonderful, and I saw the YouTube, and you look beautiful, and the both of you, what a pair together. You are so funny together, and just so
Thank
natural.
You.
I love it, and it was kind of funny for me to watch Bird because I hope you don't mind me calling you Bird.
No, absolutely. That, I insist.
Well,
I'm still Bert.
Earlier part of the show, I used to thought that she was calling you Bert with a T over the years.
a lot of people do, and you know, and even people that I've known for a long time, they go, "She's been saying Bird."
That's,
I go, "Yeah,
yeah."
yeah.
When your name came across, I was like, no way. I always thought it was Bert, you know. But anyway, real quick, I know you guys are in a hurry. I don't want to keep you. Now, did you guys start the YouTube channel before this show was going to start? Or, you know, when did Justice Judy come into play?
We actually started the show, like, during COVID. So it was we were just having fun in the house while we can't go nowhere, and we were tired of talking to each other, so then we went on Instagram and started talking to fans and stuff, and then we went to YouTube. But this is our life. Like, we actually love this stuff, so it's
fun.
Not made up. It's just who we are.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's,
you know,
so much fun.
And Yeah, and we spend all our time, you know, talking about, you know, whenever we watch a TV show or we're sitting on the beach looking at people walking by or whatever, you know, or we're traveling on a plane, we're always talking to each other. We're always picking each other's brain and making each other laugh and goofing around, you know. And like I said, we're each other's favorite entertainers. So we were like, hey, you know, let's record some of this. Let's reach out. And it's started getting popular and people, you know, were really enjoying us. And it was like, okay, well, let's try it on YouTube. And, you know, we have such a great time, you know, and it's not really scripted. So, you know, so what we say is genuinely off the cuff, you know,
what you guys
and,
are doing, that's
and
it.
Yeah, you know, so we just figure out.
Yep.
That's right. Our audience is just, you know, they're just voyeurs. They're just sitting there watching this crazy couple, you know, having a good time with each other and enjoying themselves watching. So
and it's fun, too. So, guys out there, if you get a chance, go to YouTube and go check it out. Bonding with Bird, B-Y-R-D.
Bonding with Bird.
Yeah, and you're going to love it. And then what I was leading up to before we went somewhere else, because I said something else, I'm all over the place. It must be my ADD, which I don't have, but anyway.
Welcome to the club.
Exactly. I lost my train of thought again, what I was going to say. Oh, man. Oh, man. So the YouTube channel, was that going before Justice Judy was coming, or what was first, Justice Judy or your YouTube channel?
The YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I just answered your question. Why you did not get called to join this show, because they found out that you are extremely popular, and they didn't want to take away. Because sometimes there should be more than one star if people love each other, but obviously they only want one star, so there you go, right? So that's the reason. You blew up on the internet. That's what it is, honey. I'm telling you, that's why.
Well,
that's why you didn't get it.
Keep your eyes peeled for some stuff, because, you know, there's some things that we're pitching right now, and if we've got our irons in the fire, and if one of them, like, really, really heats up, I'll be back on television before you know it, enjoying a new role.
Right. Well, for those of you who don't know, Bird's also an actor. He just recently did a spot on, was it Bold and the Beautiful, I think? Which one was it?
Yeah, it was Bold and the Beautiful. I played the officiant at a wedding between two of the popular characters on there. And,
cool.
So, you know, that was a great experience, you know, just doing that. I had so much fun doing it, and the people on the Bold and the Beautiful were so gracious, you know. I had never seen the show before, and so I wasn't familiar with it. They got me right in there and brought me up to speed, and I really enjoyed doing it.
Nice, nice. You know what I did want to ask you? Are you ever considering doing anything musically? Because I think you sing very well. I think you should do a CD. Well, nowadays,
wow.
It's not a CD nowadays.
Hey, that's enough.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. She's looking at me. My hat band's getting tight, you know. I love to sing, and
yeah,
I love your theme
song too. To the YouTube, I love the theme song.
thank you. You know, again, you know, me and Makita just entertaining one another, and I did the beat. Of course, there's no music in there whatsoever. It's human beatbox type of thing, and I told Makita, you know, I wrote the lyrics and everything, and I told Makita, I said, come on, you know, we're going to do this, but we're going to do it so that it's funny and it's become our theme song.
Nice. I liked it a lot. Guys, really go check it out. It's called Bonding with Bird, and these guys are so funny because they're just living life and living large and having a great time, and I really enjoy it. I can't wait to watch more of them. I only saw two of them. I can't wait to watch more.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. We got them archived. You know, people call us with their favorites. In fact, Makita's mother is our best critic, and so every time we finish a show, she calls us from New York, and she says that she puts the YouTube up on her TV. She says, "So I'm like watching you guys like a real television show." And as soon as we finish and we get off the air, she'll call and go, "Hey, that was one of my top three favorites," you know.
Yeah.
And they keep switching, or there's been times when she's given us sort of like, okay, that one wasn't so hot, and you
right.
know,
right.
you know.
Oh,
but,
my
but we take her seriously, because you know, because she knows what she likes. So
exactly. Well, I'm going to ask you just a couple more questions about your background in law, and I'll let you guys go, because I know you guys got to head out. You said you were running out, and I really don't want to hold you up. It's a Friday night, and I really don't want to hold you up. But did you ever, while doing the show, have to do anything physical? You know, was there any that they never aired?
You know, in 25 years, I never really, really had to get physical. The funny thing about any type of security is that if everything is all right at the end of the day, then you did your job. But of course, to everybody, it looks like you did nothing. So standing there looking imposing, you know, that's the biggest thing. There may have been one time when I had to, you know, kind of get in the middle of a couple of people, you
that's
know, who were getting ready to go at it.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
What I meant.
But
did you ever have to?
Yeah,
get,
but
you know,
generally speaking, you know, the thing I always do is when there's a storm brewing and you see, you know, different factions getting ready to go at it with one another, I usually go to the one with the biggest mouth, and I get up to that person and I say, "Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, if anything happens here, you're going to be the first one to get hurt." And that person will usually go, hey, you guys, stop. You know, because it's like, no matter what happens here, buddy, you're going to be the
right.
first one to get hurt. You know,
right.
And so
that
generally quells it. That, you know, that's old Brooklyn trick, you know.
Yeah.
go
know
to the eye of the
here.
Storm and step on it.
Yeah,
you know,
you're from the East Coast over here by me, too. I know exactly what you
mean. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I love it because, you know, just talking to you, I feel like I'm at home.
Well, I know. I felt it right away, too. I know. I knew you had to be from over here. You know?
Yeah.
And I want one more question about the Sorry, I don't write the questions down. It's just what we're talking about. It's what's coming to my
no
head.
No problem.
Now,
it's organic. Take your time.
Yeah, so I believe you actually went to John Jay. Now, do you have to have a degree to be a bailiff for that, or are you just interested in doing it on your own?
So, well, you know, there's kind of two different systems. So when I was in New York, you know, they call the bailiffs court officers, and to become a court officer in New York, you just have to take the test. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You know, basic civil service test, and pass your physical and all kinds of things like that, and you can be a court officer. So the odd part was when I was a court officer in New York, I worked with people who, like one guy, my friend Ziggy, was a former history teacher. Another guy used to be a New York City police officer. You had people from all walks of life with all types of talents who became court officers because we were told the day that we came out of the academy, you just went on vacation for the rest of your career.
All you got to do
is stay awake. You know,
right.
All you got to do is sit during the trials and stay awake. So that's over in New York. But over here in California, the bailiffs are part of the sheriff's department out here, and they all go to an academy called the Post Academy, where all the law enforcement officers are trained. So that's bailiffs, correction officers, police officers, patrol officers. They're all trained at the same Post Academy out here, you know.
Mm.
So I never got the thrill of going to the Post Academy out here. Almost did, but not quite.
Yeah. Now, again, here we go. The question was, as you were talking, this came to me. Have you ever disagreed on one of her rulings, or did you always agree on her ruling? Because it seems like we all agree on her ruling, but, you know, personally. Oh.
Okay, well, I can be honest now. It's crazy, but I listened to, you know, we heard over 15,000 cases in the 25 years. And I heard every case she heard. Okay. And I would say honestly, on an average day, I probably disagreed with her, I'm going to say on average at least a third of the time, you know. And one of the reasons I tell you that is that so Judy's court, she always said it's the court of
there's probably things we don't see.
Right. And she always says that it's the court of common sense. So it actually has less to do with the law and more to do with common sense judgment, you know.
Right.
And I figured like this here, I'm as good a judge of common sense as anybody else.
Exactly.
You know? And so listening to the cases, a lot of times she would question them and she would be in prosecutorial mode. So she's questioning them to come to the conclusion that she thinks is best. Okay.
Right.
I, on the other hand, stood there and listened. And a lot of times it was like, well, you know what? You missed the boat on that one, you know, because you were so busy hollering at that person that you didn't hear what they were saying, or you didn't ask them. You know, I always looked at it this way. The person who's standing before you knows what happened better than you do.
Right.
Okay. You know, so Judge Judy, you know, her intuition is great, but you know, but, you know, a lot of times, what was her favorite? One of her favorite sayings was that if it doesn't make sense, it's not true. And then I'm like, no, because truth is stranger than fiction sometimes. So that's not always so, you know.
Right.
My circumstance could be totally different than the other guy's circumstance. But
that's
if you
true.
Don't hear my circumstance, then you don't know how to administer justice in my situation. So to be perfectly honest with you, probably I'd say on average maybe like a third of the cases I didn't agree, you know, and I would have loved to have sat down with her and you know, kind of picked her brain as to why she thought that person was lying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but such is life.
Yeah, me personally, Judge Judy aside, I mean the real court system, I think the way we do it is ridiculous. We're supposed to be there as a jury, as a peer. I'm not your peer. I'm not a murderer. I'm not your peer, right? So how could I be, you know what I mean? I'm automatically going to say you did it. I'm sorry. Anyway, but that's my opinion. We wouldn't be
this is why you're not pitched for juries, right?
Right. You're right. I get out of them all the time. That's right. You got that right.
Your Honor, I think everybody's guilty. Okay, we'll excuse juror number 13.
Guilty. Yeah. No, they all want me on one side. The other side hates me. But when's the book coming out? It sounds like you got a book in your pocket here.
A couple of people have asked that, and I'm like, you know what? Truly, there's not that much to tell. You know, if I do come out with a book, it'll be the musings of a bailiff during trial. You know, because a lot of times I would just, you know, it's funny. I would just tone out. People would say, you know, what are you standing there thinking? You know, when the case is going on, and if it's like the umpteenth time you've heard a man bites dog case, you know, you start zoning out early. And, you know, you start jotting down little things. I had little cartoons, little doodles I would do. I kept myself awake by doing crossword puzzles, you know. So But one day, maybe a book. But I'd like it to be, you know, the book to be Life After Judy, you know.
Nice. Now, Makita, what are you working on these days other than the YouTube channel? Are you producing anything right now, or you're just taking it easy?
No, I'm just taking care of myself. That's
good
the most
girl.
Important thing. So
exactly.
So I still have chemo until January. So yeah, health first.
Well, you look beautiful. I watched a few of these. You look great. You're kicking cancer's ass. Go for it. You got it. Don't worry. You got your man by your side. You guys got this.
Thank you so much.
You know. So anyway, I just want to say, oh my God, is there anything you want to share with anybody? I mean, where can people get in touch with you guys other than YouTube? I mean, is there a website or anything?
On Instagram.
Yeah, we're on Instagram.
The Bailiff.
Yeah, and on Facebook.
Nice.
And I think Twitter too. The usual places. They can just throw something in the search engine on Google and find out everywhere we are. But I'd like your audience to keep their eyes peeled because there are some things in the works. And we're not at liberty to be specific about it. But there's the possibility of my own show.
Nice.
I definitely have a different style than Judge Judy has. I'm more of a velvet hammer, you know.
Hmm.
I can smooth you, but I'm gonna hit you hard.
Yeah, we gotta get a here come the judge. I'm gonna try to
license that because I want that to be my theme song. Hear ye, the courtroom swing. You know,
yeah.
Remember that old pig meat,
yep.
Markham.
Yep.
That's funny.
Here come the judge. That was great. And you do impressions too, I think, right? Do you do impressions?
I do. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you do any stand up?
I have done stand up in the past, you know, and it's funny because last night I got an opportunity to do to sneak in some stand up at a fundraiser that I was at, a golf fundraiser.
Nice.
And I was asked to do the auction, the live auction. And that's always my time to shine because I can shoot from the hip and nobody expected me to be funny. And last night I really turned it on, I'm gonna give you one of my favorite impersonations.
Go ahead.
Geez, Darita, if I was talking to you over there and all of a sudden nobody wants to talk to the guy no more there, huh?
I don't
want to see. Oh, yeah, jeez, yeah, hey, no, don't go through my head like a nail there, Edith.
great.
That is one of my favorite impersonations.
No,
you know,
perfect. Perfect. Oh, man, perfect. Well, listen, I can't thank you guys enough. And When do you put your YouTubes out? Is it any specific days or no? Just go right to the YouTube channel and you get the old ones and anything that's coming up new.
No, we're every Tuesday at 6 p.m. California time, 9 p.m. Eastern time, and 2 o'clock in the morning in London. The reason I say that, somebody just asked me today on Instagram, said, you know, I keep missing your program. What time do you come on? And I said, well, we come on 6 o'clock on Tuesday, but you don't get it until 2 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday. So,
right,
you know,
right.
Yeah. But yes. Every Tuesday, 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern.
Yep, and that's Bonding with Bird, BYRD.
Bonding with Bird.
Oh my goodness, it's been such a pleasure speaking to the both of you guys. Thank you so much, and what a pleasure. And please, if you want to come back when you're ready to tell us what you're working on, I'd love to have you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love
cool.
to do that.
That'd be cool.
Okay.
Well, thank you both. And yeah. Makita, please stay well and you go kick Kansas' ass. You got this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, thank you, everybody. Petri Hawkins Bird and his wife, Makita Bond Bird. Thank you so much, guys. Good luck. I can't wait to watch more of the YouTube channel. Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, man, that was fun. That was fun. I still didn't get to that one question. It's in the back of my head, and I kept trying to say it, and then we went on to something else. And, oh, man, I got to start writing the questions down. I know I say this every show, but I just really basically having a conversation, so I don't make specific questions here. Other than what I have in front of me that I had no idea Judge Judy was on for 25 years. I had no idea. So I have that in front of me. And I'm telling you, Judy. I cannot believe this. 25 years together? Come on. A phone call? A postcard? Something? An email? A text? My goodness. Nothing. Nothing. God. And you folks, I mean, what's so upsetting about it is because the new crew, I'm looking at a picture, it's called Justice Judy. It's two young women, two white women. I mean, that, like I said, it's her choice who, you know, comes on the show, obviously. And I think maybe that's maybe a good idea to have a court reporter and a legal expert who she is her granddaughter, doing the legal issues. And I don't know who is the court reporter, but again, like Bird said, you don't need a court reporter for TV. But I mean, although when you think about it, when you watch trials on TV, there is a court reporter in there as well. So I guess maybe they do. I don't know. I mean, to be official, maybe that's why. But the guy that they have being the bailiff who replaced Bird, he's a black man. And I mean, I could see if they wanted to go a totally different way, but this is just like a slap in the face. It's like, well, come on, 25 years. Come on. Again, my respect went just a little low for a minute there. So anyway, I hope everybody had a good time. Nice to always meet new people, which is fabulous. And when they're so cool like that, and they were on their way out the door. I think the time difference might have been an issue. So, but God, I thank you again so much, Bird and Makita. Thank you so much. So join us when? What is that? Do I got the right dates here? What's today? Today is the 12th. Yeah. There you go. I'm sorry, guys. I had eye surgery on Monday and having issues seeing a little bit. So on the 14th, Sunday. Oh, my nephew's birthday, by the way. Happy birthday, Elliot. And on the 14th, Sunday, Andy Kahan. He's going to kill me. I don't know if I'm butchering it, if it's Kahan or Kahan. I think I've said it twice, both ways, and well, more than once. 9 o'clock, and Andy is with the Turtles. How cool is that? Maybe we could get some. Oh yeah, we are gonna play music. He did send me music. And then the next day, the 15th, we have author Mara Bolton on. She's returning. She's joining us for our Veterans Day show. And I know Veterans Day was yesterday, but she was book solid, obviously, because it's a veteran related what we're talking about. Her new book. It's Dear Bob. Bob Hope's his correspondence with GIs from World War II. And I'm sorry if that's not the right title. I don't have it in front of me. But we're going to talk to her about that. And then we've got Larry Strauss is coming back. Nice guy. Oh, man, we had such a good time. He's Charlotte Ray from Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray's son. And he's an author now. Well, not now, but he's been. But a teacher as well, if I remember correctly. And he's got a new book out called Light Man. So that's pretty cool. And then we've got Lisa Panagos on the 30th. Wow, we're pretty, it's Thanksgiving. That's why I'm open. Okay, I'm wondering why this week is wide open. It's Thanksgiving. Okay, yeah, a lot going on. The holidays are here. I hope you guys are getting all ready. And the holiday usually kicks off for me in October. That's when the holidays start for me. So not counting Halloween, but October just starts the whole season for me. My whole family has birthdays that month, and then Halloween, and then you've got Thanksgiving, and then, of course, Christmas. And I just can't believe it's been a year already. Just crazy. Time flies when you're not having fun, right? I'm kidding. I'm having a great time. And I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves too. And don't forget, we're giving away tickets to the Thanksgiving Comedy Festival at NJPAC, the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, New Jersey. I fell in love with this place. It is gorgeous. On the outside, you would never expect what you walk into. You would never, ever expect what you walk into. The grandeur of this old-looking, not looking, but a feel of old-time opera house. It's gorgeous, but yet it has the amenities of today and just the modern everything of today, the technology, whatever, and Gorgeous. So if you guys want to win tickets to that, all you got to do is call in to win. And we've got some great stuff coming up. We got Amy Grant tickets. Where's the list? I'll tell you the tickets we'll be giving away. That's not it. I wasn't ready to tell you. Sorry. I was going to work on all this weekend because I got some announcements to give out to you guys. If you follow me on Facebook and stuff, I've got Here it is. I can't believe I found it. Oh, my goodness, I found it. All right, so we're going to have tickets for, again, the Thanksgiving Comedy Fest. How cool is that? Amy Grant, Earth, Wind, and Fire, comedian Kathy Madigan, Kashmir, the Led Zeppelin Tribute Band, Stephanie Mills and the Whispers. How cool is that? George Clinton. From Master Funk, oh my God, the 90s All-Star Dance Contest, Vic DiBenedetto, oh, he is crazy, the Doo-Wop Project, that's going to be cool, Johnny Mathis, oh my God, we got some great tickets, thank you, NJPAC, I am so happy to be partnered with them, and I'm going to be absolutely sharing more information about shows when I have everything in front of me. It's just been crazy busy for everybody, right? And at the Thanksgiving Comedy Fest, if I mentioned earlier, I'm sure I did on either a prior show or actually typed it. At the Thanksgiving Comedy Fest is on November 26th, and appearing is Earthquake, Lunell, Capone, Smokey Suarez, and I think Tony Rock, and so that's going to be pretty cool. So I may try to go, but I'll see how I feel. It's going to be right after Thanksgiving, a lot going on that day, so I have to pick and choose wisely what I can have my body do. I can only do one event once in a while, and then it's done, and it's such a struggle. But anyway, I digress. I'm sorry. It's true. And it's horrible because look at all this great stuff coming up. Oh, I hope I can make it. Look at all those great shows. Amy Grant, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Kathy Madigan. I love her. Kashmir. I never seen that before. They're supposed to be really good. The Zeppelin Tribute Band. They're supposed to be really good. Stephanie Mills. Come on. And the Whispers. Wow. The 90s All-Star Dance Contest is going to be great. That's going to be good. That's got various artists in it. I love when there's a compilation concert like that. You really get to feel like you get your money's worth, and it's a really good time. And comedian Vic DiBenedetto is, if you've never seen him, oh, my God. I don't know how this guy doesn't have a stroke when he does his act. He yells like a madman, but he's not. How can I describe it? It's like he's so angry, but yet, like he wasn't. He just getting it off his chest, and it's great. It's great. And the Duwak Project, I don't know who is performing at that, so I would love to see that too. So, and Johnny Mathis, oh my God, classic. Come on, got to see Johnny Mathis. Oh my goodness, I gotta rent a body. Anybody know where I can rent a body or get a body transplant? I don't care what it looks like. I do not care what it looks like. As long as it walks and it's not in pain, I will take it. I will take it. And if it can run a little bit, I'd like to run. I haven't done that in a long time. Anyway, what are we going to close with here? I thank you again to Petrie Hawkins Bird and his wife, Makita Bond Bird. Makita, feel well. And thank you so much for joining us again. And let's see. Well, you know what? I have nothing saved here. Oh, here we go. My buddy, Marshall Thompson from the Shy Lights. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you Sunday with Andy Cahan, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on ApplauseRadioShow.com.